Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Leo Burke. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merritt Raynou. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Curt Flood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Flood moves to second. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Groat reaches second base with a double. Jim Brewer now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Musial moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim Brewer. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Tom Baker now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCarver tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Tom Baker. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Bob Buell now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Musial hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing left field. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 0-for-1 in the game. Raynou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive towards first. Banks catches it and steps on first to double up White. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. It's 8-0, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella pinch hits for Bob Buell. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Bacabella now playing first base. Jack Warner now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Gary Kolb now playing right field. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raynou for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Brock reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Vacabella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Jack Warner. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renou hits a line drive towards first. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.